I hate to bundle it like this, but Suez Canal, stay tuned for more bad news. Panama Canal, stay tuned for more good news.
Well, yeah, exactly. La Nina is supposed to start in September.
All right.
And with La Nina, instead of droughts, you get floods.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the North Point of View here with Dr. Walter Kimsey. Walter.
Mark, how are you?
Good. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
The story of the two canals, right? Mm-hmm. 2 months ago, I mean, it felt like we were borderline panic. Panama Canal's dried up and the Houthis have taken over the Suez Canal. And it was a major threat, right, to the East Coast.
Yes.
And, I mean, daily, almost hourly, it seemed like news was coming through about what was going on. It seems like the pressure has come off, at least on the Panama Canal, but I think you actually might be the world's expert on the Panama Canal. So tell us sort of where we are big picture with both the canals.
All right, so let's start with the Panama Canal.
Okay.
No, actually, we're going to start with the Houthis because Panama Canal is a good story.
Okay, let's end on a good note. Yeah.
The Suez Canal, not such a good story.
All right.
So, the Houthis receive a lot of weaponry from Iran.
Right.
And they use the weaponry to shoot at defenseless commercial ships.
Right.
All right. It's just an act of cowardice and stupidity, you know. China made some kind of peace with the Houthis, and then the Houthis turned around and shot a Chinese container ship. So it's kind of,
you know. They're pirates, right?
Yes, they're pirates, and they're not very smart pirates. Right in the very beginning, they shot a ship that had been leased by the Israelis, and then it was, at the end of the year, it had been released to a Chinese entity. And Chinese guys were sailing it through the canal, and the Houthis, you know, took pot shots at it. And then China's like, what the hell? And we're not Israel, because they were only shooting Israeli ships at
right.
the time. And what happens is the database they were using on which ships are registered to whom, you can read on the ship the AIS
signals. I think
they
have license plates, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, there's AIS signals that come off the ships.
Okay.
And you can go online, marinetraffic.com, and you can see, you know, click on the little circles and it tells you what ship it is.
All right.
And so they could check and see, we got a, you know, Israeli ship. Yeah, but your ship registration database is old by about 3 months. And so, oops. So why they shot at just now at Chinese and Russian ships? So, you know, that whole crink thing, China, Russia, you know, Iran, North Korea, you know, kind of directed by Iran, but I don't.
So it sounds like they're independent operators.
Exactly. It's another way to put it. I love that, independent operators. Semi-independent operators.
Semi.
So what the ships do is they then go down to the Cape of Good Hope,
okay.
So southern Africa, and then back up. And that adds 8 to 14 days to the journey. But, you know, one of the problems that's going on, and this is the more worrying part, the article that you had shared with me about how Walmart was in 2022 was 80% dependent on China for its imports and 20% pretty much elsewhere, but India quite a bit. And then right now, Walmart says that it is 20% dependent on India for their imports and 60% on China.
So it's a big shift.
It is a big
2 years.
Shift. Yeah. So now Walmart, you know, has stores in China, et cetera. So, you know, they're not leaving China. They're just simply expanding abroad, is how they put it. So with those ships, as they leave Western India, which is where all the manufacturing is, and that's, you know, that's where all the container terminals are. On the eastern side of India, you have all the bulk terminals because they export bulk to China, Korea, Japan. So on the western side, as those ships leave, the Houthis claim they have the capacity to take out those vessels. And they've threatened to do so already. They've shot, you know, towards vessels in the Indian Ocean. you know, so
what is the flow right now in the Suez Canal? Is it?
It's down by over a third.
Wow.
Yeah.
And all that traffic is just going south. The remainder of that traffic.
Yeah.
Yeah. So with that, that's an unresolved issue to be unresolved in the foreseeable future. Mm-hmm. All right. Now give us the good news. Tell us about the Panama Canal.
So Panama Canal got pretty bad.
Right.
Was, you know, one of the worst El Nino effects. And when the warming of the waters on this side of the Pacific was extreme. The temperature was, I think, the highest they had recorded. You know, don't quote me on that, but it was in that department. And it lasted pretty long. Started last year in the spring.
Yeah, major drought.
And yeah, the rain wasn't coming. And it wasn't just the Panama Canal. We had the Amazon River dried up quite a bit to the point where Maersk had to seize some services to the port of Manaus, which is up the Amazon River. They just simply couldn't get up there. There wasn't enough depth. Chile caught fire from north to south. You know, they don't, you know, I guess they just have one forest that goes right down the country. But caused by El Nino. So the temperatures have started to go back towards normal in the water, and El Nino is shifting away. And NOAA says we should be back to normal by June.
Well, I know you've been watching the weather patterns. I call you on a regular basis, and I get the Panama weather report.
Yes.
It's like, we've got rain, yeah. The canals are filling back up. What's the volume back? Has it been restored 80%, 90%?
Yeah, the last I heard is we were going to go down to 17 from 36 to 40 transits a day to 17. And the draft of the ships went from 50 to 44. And they just raised it to 45 feet. You know, that's every foot.
I mean, makes a difference.
Yeah, it does. I mean, that's, you know, over 10% of the cargo capacity when you take away the draft like that. And so we went down towards 17, and then they raised it to 24 because the rain started to come. And then we're now at 27. NOAA says we're back to normal in June. So pretty soon we will be able to run the same number of transits with the same amount of draft as before.
But we're still about a third off though, right? Volumes through the Panama Canal?
Yeah, it's about there, a quarter to a third.
Okay.
So but what's important is you don't have as many ships sitting out in the water waiting to get through. You know, because when you cut back the number of drafts, the number of transits and the draft, the ships show up and they have to wait. The container ships don't really have to wait. They're prioritized.
I hate to bundle it like this, but Suez Canal, stay tuned for more bad news. Panama Canal, stay tuned for more good news.
Well, yeah, exactly. La Nina is supposed to start in September.
All right.
And with La Nina, instead of droughts, you get floods. So, the year will end on a high note for Panama.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
That's the good news. Well, we're going to stay with the good news. We'll land the plane there.
Exactly.
Walter, great being with you.
All right, man. Take care.
Thanks, guys.